from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Thursday, May 23rd, 2024. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. Three people are dead, including the suspect, after a standoff which began in Cleveland's Mount Pleasant neighborhood on Tuesday night. ONN's Kaitor K reports.
Cleveland police say that the barricade situation here lasted about 15 hours. Deputy Chief Ali Pillow says that they got a call from a man who said he was going to harm himself and had already caused serious harm to others. When officers arrived, they learned the suspect was armed. Several nearby homes were evacuated. Deputy Chief Pillow says the suspect died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Two other people were found dead inside the home. Investigators say a family conflict led to the incident.
A federal judge is giving preliminary approval for a $600 million settlement between rail company Norfolk Southern and East Palestine residents. ONN's Laura Queso has more.
The settlement would resolve the class action lawsuit filed by those within a 20-mile radius of the train derailment site. The money will also resolve personal injury claims from people within a 10-mile radius of that toxic train derailment. The deadline to file a claim is August 22nd, followed by a hearing for final approval in September.
A former Ohio State football player is once again in custody. ONN's Clay Gordon has details.
The U.S. Marshals Service says it arrested former wide receiver Corey Smith yesterday. Smith had arrest warrants out of Summit County in West Virginia for aggravated robbery and failure to appear. The Marshals Service says he tried to hide in an attic before surrendering. Smith was a member of the 2014 National Champion Buckeyes team.
A man pled guilty in federal court yesterday to cyberstalking and sextortion, and prosecutors say his scheme involved dozens of victims, including some here in Ohio. More from ONN's Andrew Kinsey.
Prosecutors say the 28-year-old Chicago man targeted young gay men on Grindr. According to federal prosecutors, one victim was a student at The Ohio State University. The man demanded the victim pay him money or have sex with him. When the victim did not comply, he posted photos of the victim on social media.
A former Toledo police officer will spend 6 months in jail after pleading no contest to a charge of sexual battery. Here's ONN's Melissa Andrews.
Raul Jasso was sentenced in Wood County Common Pleas Court earlier this week. Jasso was originally charged with rape, but reached a plea deal for a reduced charge. He will also spend 6 months on house arrest and is additionally sentenced to 5 years of community control.
Ohio is among several states looking to curtail child pornography generated by artificial intelligence, but there's no state law to stop it. State lawmakers held a hearing over Senate Bill 217, which would make AI-generated child pornography a third-degree felony. It would also require all AI-generated content to have a watermark and would mandate that online platforms take down AI-generated child pornography within 24 hours of being contacted by the state's attorney general. Republican Senator Louis Blessing from Hamilton County explains why this legislation is needed.
Oh my God, this could occur with AI generating the images, and it's horrifying to think of what can happen or what could continue to happen unless we do something about it.
The bill still has to pass both the Senate and the House before heading to the governor's desk to become law. A moderate to larger than moderate harmful algal bloom is predicted for Lake Erie this summer. ONN's Ryan Weekman in Toledo reports.
Expect a large algal bloom at some point this summer on Lake Erie. Laura Johnson is the director for the National Water Quality Research Center at Heidelberg.
At this point, we've already exceeded the amount of phosphorus going into the Maumee and out into Lake Erie. We've exceeded 2023 already.
You can highlight where the thickest of the bloom is found in western Lake Erie. Real-time conditions like buoys out on the lake, one of the most sophisticated network systems on any body of water in the world, is right here in western Lake Erie.
More than 400 firefighters gathered in southwest Ohio this week. ONN's Steve Vaughn explains.
It was the 54th biennial meeting of the Ohio Association of Professional Firefighters, the first major event held at the new Spooky Nook Conference Center in Hamilton. President John Harvey says they're addressing a number of issues for their rank and file.
Stabilize our pension, protect our collective bargaining rights, and ensure the health and safety of our members are treated through PTSD that isn't tied to physical injury.
Harvey says the State of the Union is strong and only getting stronger.
and Ohio set a new tourism record. ONN's Tracy Townsend has the story.
The Ohio Department of Development reports that more than 238 million tourists visited Ohio in 2023, a new record. A visitor is defined as someone who travels 50 or more miles from home and not as part of a regular routine. These visitors spent over $56 billion, also a record. 20% of them stayed overnight, and 84% say they will be back within the next year. More than 400,000 recreation and hospitality workers were positively impacted. Yesterday, the state celebrated Ohio Tourism Day, promoting the summer travel season.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WBNS in Columbus, WTOL in Toledo, and WKYC in Cleveland, for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.